I'd like to welcome Isabella Baring to the World Harder Connection podcast. Isabella is a soul expression artist and a voice activator. And I'm so looking forward to the long-awaited conversation with Isabella. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
Would just like to give a brief introduction of your dear soul, my dear?
So, where to begin? I live in this beautiful space, and you've just been connecting with my gorgeous partner, Brock. And I've been a singer ever since I was very young and always wanted to be a pop star, and have been working towards that my whole life. And now I've finally found myself in a space where I'm like fully aligned, fully on track, fully on my soul's mission, and just loving every moment of this beautiful, blissful life.
Well done. That connection, how do you create that connection within yourself to have that alignment?
So just in a daily way, every day when I wake up, I do either some yoga, some meditation. I really just go with the flow, but I always have a morning practice. And it used to be very strict, like back when I first had a spiritual awakening, every morning was like 2 hours of like yoga, meditation, pranayama. Whereas these days it's very much more flow based. Like I just kind of wake up and just see how I feel, might do a little bit of this, a little bit of that. I've just got so many incredible practices and tools that I've picked up over the years that now I just always know intuitively exactly what I need to bring me into the greatest alignment with myself, with my truth, and really allow that energy to flow through me.
What's it like in your body as it's flowing through you?
It feels like joy and love. And I just feel alive, and my senses are awakened and heightened, and I just feel like a sense of peace, just being, like there's nothing that I have to do, nowhere that I have to rush off to. I can just be here, and that is all that's needed.
Well done. In the connection, when it's not in alignment, you notice, you wake up intuitively that's not, the alignment isn't there. Is there a disconnect? And is that disconnect needing something from your alignment?
Well, I believe that when you wake up, if you're not feeling good, it's because you've already actually started thinking negative thoughts from the day before that bring you back into that space. Because when we sleep, we do reconnect with that greater source. And when we wake up, we should be like fully back in action. And so we really need to be aware of the thoughts that we actually start thinking subconsciously, just as we're arousing and waking up. But like, I believe we're always connected. It's just like the level of connection, and I gauge that level of connection on the way that I feel. So if I'm not feeling good, it's very Abraham Hicks kind of thing if you looked into that. If I'm not feeling good, it's just that I'm less connected, or I've forgotten that innate connection that I have momentarily, and then I'm able to choose to remember it. And the way that I do that is firstly, through becoming present enough to actually realize and recognize the state that I'm in. And then as soon as I recognize that and become aware of it, then I'm able to make choices through the thoughts that I think and the actions that I take to shift that, so that I can come back into that most aligned space with ease.
Do you give that space the loving kindness and compassion that it needs?
Definitely. I had to learn that the hard way. Because for a long time I was practicing what I have just like shared, and it was very easy for me because I never really got in a very low vibration, and so I just start feeling a little like not so good, and then I would just instantly be able to shift myself into a higher vibration. And then when I went through a really traumatic experience, I was propelled into this low vibration. Suddenly I couldn't just snap myself out of it so easily. And I really had to relearn how to just like be in that space, just accept it, love it, and not need to always change it. And so that's obviously so powerful. Like that's the first step, is just to be able to accept that and love that. And for me, remembering that that source energy that I'm wanting to align with, because it feels so amazing to be in that space, source energy has no preference. It loves all states of being equally, and all human emotions are, you know, equally valid and a beautiful part of this experience that we call life. And so remembering that has been really powerful. But then as soon as you do remember that, the high vibe feelings just come straight back anyway. So
it is funny, isn't it, how we, you know, we sometimes disconnect, you know, when that, you know, whether it's old trauma or negative thinkings that come from old trauma, wherever it comes from, that we just want to disconnect from it. But by disconnecting from it, we're rejecting it. And I wonder how it reacts when it's rejected, and is it saying, hang on a minute, I'll take you out of alignment until you bring attention, acceptance and awareness and loving kindness and compassion. Meet me, love me, heal me.
Mm.
And then we come back to that, aha, got it.
Yeah, so true. It's just a process of loving all. Like that's what I just realize more and more each day. Whatever arises in my experience, I love it. And once you do that, it just becomes stronger and stronger and easier and easier. And then your baseline vibration just gets higher and higher. But it can take a lot of energy and effort at the start to actually practice doing that, because it can be so heavy, like lifting heavy weights at the start, like how can I love you, like, you know. But then you practice it and you do it more and more, and then it just becomes so easy. Even like now that I'm finding myself back in this more whole state again, I find even the darkest things in humanity that used, you know, might really upset me, I'm just able to see it so clearly with love, see the bigger purpose of it all. And just feel so at peace with everything.
Well done. Beautiful space to be in. How do you then take that beautiful space in your connection to others?
Effortlessly it flows. Like I think I can't, you can't help, but when you're feeling in that space, you can't help but wanting to share it with everyone. And so for me, it's like obviously connecting with the people that are around me, my friends and family, but also for me it's a lot about sharing that energy online with my greater community and followers, just so people can receive that and be activated into that and inspired.
Yeah, they resonate to it.
They
connect to that vibration, that energetic vibration, because a lot of this energy, I describe it as invisible energy.
Mm.
You know, we can't, well, sometimes I don't believe we can think it. My belief, it's there. And the more it's there, I mean, the more we're connected to it, beyond intelligence, we're in it. And it just emulates just...
You don't have to try to do anything. It all just happens through you.
That's right. It just happens. And it's amazing space. Does the heart open up when that happens?
Definitely.
This is a loaded question, wasn't it?
Definitely.
When people are in a disconnect, how does your connection just flow out to them and lovingly embrace their disconnect?
Definitely. Like I feel when I was on my journey, there's been times when I felt like I had to fix them. Though, so I saw someone out of alignment or in that disconnected space, and then because I've always naturally had this joy and love just like emanating from me so powerfully, I noticed, oh, I can make that person feel better. And so then I unconsciously started making that like my mission and my thing. And if people weren't happy around me, I would almost take it as like my fault and that I needed to make people happy. So there's like two sides to it. There's the shadow and the light, as there is for everything. And so for, to learn how to just be with someone who's in that state and just be myself and not needing to like project my energy onto them to make them feel better, and instead just being and just allowing them to be in their process and not needing to actually change them, that's probably been the biggest learning for me, because I realized very early on I was very good at fixing people and that actually doesn't help them in the long run.
Is it like, as I was tuning in, listening to this, as your energy is going out and they can't be fixed, does that love and kindness, that radiating energy, does it just bounce off their walls, so to speak?
For me, I've found it has always helped them, but it's just that it's not my responsibility to help them, because most of the time they fully absorb it and it really does help them. I don't usually get people that I can't help, but I've realized that they need to be the ones learning to help themselves. So I'd much rather be having a conversation, listening to them and facilitating them to look within and find the answers for themselves, rather than me just like giving them this energy that makes them feel better without them actually learning how to facilitate the process within themselves.
Initially, when that was first happening, would you sometimes find yourself getting drained by that?
Yeah, I did at times. And sometimes not, sometimes yes. And so that's been this learning of finding my own energetic boundaries, because I felt like I was just like everywhere, and just bringing my center back and being able to stay in my power, and instead just holding my vibration and allowing them to rise up to meet me rather than me like kind of going in and trying to bring them up.
As you're coming, as you find your boundaries and you're coming back in, what's it like to come back in and center back inside your core and your essence?
I'm only fully understanding that now, because for most of my life, I feel like I was just like floating around quite like out of body. And I remember the moment that I read Eckhart Tolle's The Power of Now when I was 21, that really initiated my awakening experience. And him just being like, now just close your eyes and just bring your awareness down into your body. And I was like, whoa, what just happened? Like, I've actually felt my awareness come into my body for the first time properly. And that was like a life-changing light bulb moment. And then I felt like I was embodied. I was doing all this yoga, all these practices, like so healthy, so happy. But then it wasn't until after I experienced this really traumatic event about just over a year ago that I fully anchored into my body, because I think the amount of pain that I was experiencing, like, it brought me like so deep in. And now after processing that, learning from that, growing from that, healing from that, now the alignment that I feel is like so much more embodied and relaxed, and less like, oh my god, la 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 la, and more just like, yeah, like I'm just super happy, present here, and happy to be here.
And the environment that you live in, a walk in nature, connecting and grounding, how much does that then bring you back into embodiment and in the here and now? Feet on the earth, connected to Mother Earth.
Definitely. Like being in this space, it's, you can't not be grounded and connected. But I also feel like I've seen the extent of how much further I could go with it as well. like fully living with the land. Like I feel like I've only just really dipped my toes into how deeply I could be connecting and surrendering into this land. And so it's something that I feel is going to continue to develop and unfold. But my favorite things to do is to go outside and sing with the trees and the birds. And that's, yeah, like it's just so, so special.
As you just shared that, I just wanted to ask the question, as you're singing with the birds and the trees, what's that connection like? It might be really hard to put that into words.
It's like we all are communicating with each other. And then it's like the separation between that is a tree energy and me as this human singer and that is the bird. It just starts to dissolve and it feels like just a symphony of nature or a symphony of being.
The symphony of nature you're talking about, I used to ride the mountain bike out in Anglesey early in the morning and get out about 4:45 in the morning out into the bush, and it was deadly quiet. And then by the time I was just about to come get back home, the birds would awaken and the, you know, the sounds, it's just, oh.
Yeah, so beautiful.
It's just incredible. Just, and it's like we become one with it.
Yeah, there's no separation. It's like I remember having this feeling of like not knowing where my body ends and the rest of nature begins, because I just felt energetically like, yeah, there was no cutoff point. It just melted into the next thing and the next thing.
When you're singing, what happens to your energy in singing? Where do you, yeah, does, is it limitless, endless? It just,
it feels like I can travel through any dimension, if that makes sense. So it's like partly I'm just going and it's happening, and then partly I can also direct it through conscious intent. But it's very much this thing that flows through and just takes you exactly where you need to be in that moment.
Can I ask, what is it that flows through? It might be a hard question. Yeah.
Well,
is it an energy? Is it a force? Is it a felt sense? Yeah.
I would call it just the energy of life. So, yeah, that life force energy or that source energy, whatever you want to call it, it's just like a waterfall of expansive, loving energy.
What happens to your sense of self in that space?
Do you mean sense of self like identity?
Yeah. The you. Are you the channel? And the you becomes the channel?
Yes, but often the you becoming the channel, there's still a you. Like, often there is no you. Yeah, there's obviously different layers of connecting. And like, because there's me, you know, sitting at my piano practicing, and sometimes I'm figuring things out and all that kind of thing. And then there's, you know, fully letting go and letting it rip and just feeling like expanding to like a feeling like a God being. And then, which like still has some level of identity, like being a goddess. And then, yeah, momentarily, like even that kind of can dissolve.
Is that an amazing flow state?
Yeah.
The musicians used to call it the pocket. The jazz musicians used to call it the pocket. It's a like a flow state. It's where everything, yeah, all realms are in alignment. It's just,
yeah, you just always know the next note. And even if a note comes out that might to some people sound like it was the wrong note, it always ends up being the right note, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there an energetic peak experience in that space?
Do you mean, like, does it come to, like, a point and then it kind of...
Yeah, does it do peak in it and then does it just... Or does it keep moving and just keep being recharged? It just keeps calm, you know, it just keeps flowing.
It really depends. Sometimes you get to this point and then it's like, boom, the energy's finished. That's done. It's not like... it's like sometimes that's just where it was meant to stop. And then other times it's like you could just keep rolling to the next level and the next level and the next level.
Do you try and check in to see how to get back to that next level when it has stopped? Do you question it?
I'm just on to the next thing because it's the flow state of, like, sometimes that songs just end. Like, we were having a jam last night and I was singing and then boom, I stopped and the boys kept playing and they were kind of like, why has she stopped? But I was just like off on this journey, like consciousness journey, and I was just going with that. And then it's like that finishes and then boom, it's time to go and, oh, it's time to get the dessert. You know, it's like just the flow state of life. So it's always just leading on to the next thing and the next thing. And I'm always exactly where I'm meant to be doing, exactly what I'm meant to be doing, whether it's something creative, something lifestyle, something work, it all just flows.
And in the flow, it's like, are you taking a zen with you wherever it flows? Doesn't matter what you're doing. There's an old Zen quote, you know, pre-enlightenment chop wood, carry water. Post-enlightenment, chop wood, carry water. It's just how we're doing it. When you're connecting to this, how do you connect to the all it is? And what is the all it is for you? You know, is it your Buddha nature, your inner Buddha nature? Is it the ocean? How would you describe that?
All that is?
Yeah.
Well, it's literally every single, like, particle. All combined as one, coming from nothing. It's something that I'm sure, you know, it's hard to explain through words, yeah. But it's something that you can only feel. And through coming into, like, silence and peace and allowing things to dissolve, I find that's, you know, there's different things that work for people because there's, like, that way and then there's the, like, singing and expressing and, like, going out and exploding outwards to the edges of the universe. It's kind of, yeah, there's, like, the still point of nothing and then there's the expression of everything and feeling both of those as constantly flashing is kind of how I experience it.
Would you also experience that more and more of us are beginning to connect deeper to the all that is, and that's starting to manifest widely and broadly on Mother Earth at the moment?
Definitely. Like, in my reality, everyone that I connect with is on this path of remembering our true infinite nature and the unity that is us. And yeah, it's just such a blessing to witness.
It is a blessing to witness, isn't it? And it's needed.
Yeah.
It's so needed because if we don't. Yeah.
Yeah. Except also remembering to see that every single thing that has happened on Earth has been perfect leading us to this point, and it's this natural up and down, like just like what we were talking about at the start of the conversation about when you're not in that aligned state. It's like the Earth hasn't been in this aligned state, but we just love and accept it as a perfect part of our process. Actually, we've, like, chosen this so that we can experience the depths of darkness, so that we can rise up and the ascension be all the more sweet. And then once again, in maybe millions of years or however long, there'll be another descent, but it's this beautiful upwards and downwards flow, and we choose to have the downwards we need the contrast of both, and source energy, or that all that is, wants to experience it all just for the joy of experience.
And collectively, as we all deepen into that flow state of the all that is and the connection to the all that is, we're all beginning to manifest that ascension.
Definitely.
How healing will that ascension be, do you believe?
I believe it's less about healing and more about just remembering who we really are, because healing can sometimes imply that there have been things that are wrong that we need to fix.
Okay,
whereas cool. Actually remembering deep down that all that is already perfect exactly as it is. And so realizing that in this moment, that I am already perfect, I am already whole, I am already one with all, I am pure love. Once we remember that, then there is nothing to be healed.
Is the ascension pure love? It's hard to put words to this stuff.
But we're doing a good job.
And it's like, putting a sort of cognitive language into it, but which cannot necessarily transmute through to the essence of that all that is and that ascension essence.
Mm.
And I've always felt when I'm out in nature that nature is love.
Mm.
It works with love. The synchronicity, the balance of it just is.
It all is love. It's like even pain is love, but pain has just forgotten that it is love.
I like that one. And we then put interpretations, and that's okay too. As long as we're aware that we're putting interpretations and illusions on things.
Mm.
What advice would you offer younger people coming through in the world to help them reach this space and the alignment that you're reaching within yourself?
Just to do whatever they love to do, because that's how I have tapped into this space, by just listening to what do I truly want in each moment, and then allowing that to lead me to the next step and the next step and the next step, and then that just grows and builds. And when you're doing what you love, you're feeling joy. And if you are able to tap into a feeling of joy and just allow that to expand and expand, then everything in your life really becomes easy and works out for you.
And when you listen to that, do you listen to it from your heart?
Yeah, that's really, I feel the heart is like the seat of the soul, or that inner voice, the inner voice of source that guides me through the way that I feel. So.
The heart of connection.
Yeah.
The source.
Yeah.
And the more we come back into the heart, into that source, the more we align and ascend.
Exactly.
It's an amazing gift, isn't it? We are really, really blessed to be in this space, in this time, in this now.
We're just blessed to be.
Yeah, we are blessed to be. And I wonder whether there's something in ourselves that just takes it for granted, and we sort of, forget about it. It's like, why take it for granted? And, it's there. Come into our hearts. Open. Connect to that source. The source that is. It's a loving source. Is it like soul?
I see the two as just different words for the same thing.
Okay.
It's like someone explained it to me, like a bamboo, those bamboo trees, how it's like they all have the same root system, which is like the source, and then the bamboo shoots that come out are like the souls that are incarnating.
The oneness.
Yeah, but they all are that one bamboo tree.
Yeah, well, we're human beings, perhaps a bit like bamboo trees, and we've all, as we said, we are one. And it's beautiful once we get, we've got all the individual personalities and different essences, but deep down under that, in the heart, at the essence, the spirit essence, the source essence of our heart, that's the deepest, the greatest connection that we could possibly want or need. And we are blessed.
It's all within us. And all around us.
And I'm just so fortunate to be able to have this sort of conversations with people to, let's open our hearts, connect, and reach that space. And the more we do that, we all emulate it, just manifests off, and as we
it just grows and grows, it ripples out.
It ripples out, and it will change. And
it is changing.
And it is changing, and what a gift to Mother Earth and the universe. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, it's just been so wonderful to be able to... Yeah, it's not an easy... Sometimes it's hard to put this stuff into words, and sometimes I'd really like to video the conversations because you can then observe and see the varying levels and degrees of connection and felt senses. And, I'm very fortunate, I'm very blessed to be given this opportunity. So thank you.
Thank you.
Namaste. And thank you for sharing your oneness in this space. Deeply appreciate it. Well done.